Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to the Fig Cave Podcast. It's awesome. Oh, it's true. It's damn true. And by the way, it doesn't suck.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the Fig Cave, a very special episode. We're off the WrestleMania hangover, back to real life. Oh, God. But we do have a fun episode for you. What's up, Tom? What's up, Nick?
What up? You guys still feel like, I still feel a little hungover from WrestleMania.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You don't even drink and you feel it. Just like the hangover of like missing it. Like I've been going to work like, oh man, this sucks.
Yeah. It's like when you get back from Disney, like you have Disney depression for a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I just haven't gotten that like full, complete, uninterrupted night of sleep. I think like
that has been it for me as well. Like I have not slept great since I've been back. Although I did sleep till 11:30 on Saturday morning, which is unheard of.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. But it was like, I woke up at 5. I woke up at 6. I woke up at 8:30.
Yeah.
And like, just went back to bed. It wasn't like straight through. Old man problems here. But
we have our Facebook folks, our Patreon subscribers jumping in. And I decided to have corn on the cob for dinner, so I had to fish chunks of corn out of my teeth before we jumped on here because I didn't want to look like a hillbilly. But
you're still eating it sideways, right?
Yeah, the long way. Oh, geez. We got hey yo. If you guys are clicking on the link, please register with StreamYard. It takes 2 seconds, and then we can see your names.
Yeah, that's Jamal Paul. I'm cheating. I looked at the
Jamal Paul. Okay. Facebook group. Come on.
Oh, should I open the Facebook chat on mute?
Yeah, you can.
You can if you want to.
Do whatever the hell you want to do, big boy.
Well, I'll just keep calling these people Facebook users until they get.
I will, brother.
We announced it over on social media. We have an awesome giveaway for our Patreons for April. It's going to be the Bret Hart and the Roddy Piper Monday Night Wars Ultimates. Every Patreon subscriber gets an entry as long as you're signed up before the end of the month. The higher your tier, the more entries you get. And feel free to send, if you use our code FIGCAVE on Ringside or Figure Collections, send us a screenshot for that. That'll get you extra entry as well. So that's a pretty awesome giveaway. I stumbled upon those, not to get into weekly purchases too early, but always trying to help out our Patreon subscribers, man. What's up, Peter Jones? How are you? And I found some for Nikki too. So it's been a good week. It's been a really good week.
They're going to some Patreon people. So
yeah, of course.
Some are going to people that they might go to some people that should join the Patreon. Greg Grandalli, just saying.
Yeah, woo! Greg, get your ass together, bro. I was hoping we'd run into him. He was one of the few people we didn't really get to see. Did you get to see him at all?
Nine times, 20 times. Oh yeah.
I was gonna say, me and Nick saw him when Nick was walking the line for Ronda, but I actually didn't get to talk to him. I just gave him a little hello.
Okay, that's how you said it. You said hello,
hello. Well,
they went to high five and they interlocked fingers, which was
The best.
It was weird, but you know.
Yeah. Nice.
Interlocked legs with Phil earlier.
Yeah, a couple times.
Do
you guys enjoy the weekend? What'd you guys end up doing? Watch the Masters or? You know, anything fun?
Hold on. Tom, do you know what you did last week? I don't even, what did I do?
I slept till 11:30 on Saturday.
That's right.
Me and the kid went to a local minor league hockey game with one of his buddies Saturday night. And then he had a baseball game Sunday. And then I had a hockey playoff game Sunday night.
Plus he had Monday.
Yeah. And then I went to the Red Sox game Monday. Monday's a big deal in Boston. It's a Boston Marathon, Patriots Day. Not named after the New England Patriots. It's just a weird state holiday in
actual Patriots that are actual heroes. Yeah.
Yeah. In Massachusetts and Maine, only two states to celebrate that holiday. So the Red Sox play at 11. And then you go watch the marathon runners and it's always inspiring. Honestly, like watching the people that are way better than you by running 26.2 miles.
Oh yeah.
And you're just like, yeah. I just, choke down a hot dog and a sausage and popcorn and ice cream at the Red Sox game. But it's always a good day. The weather was perfect too.
They've been on the road that whole time.
Yeah, it was crazy because that was the Orioles' like fourth series, and that was the home opener for the.
No, it wasn't their home opener.
Oh,
no, their home opener was earlier that week.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But they're still, started like 11. They did start like a 10 game on the road.
Yeah.
My kid went to, we did like a kid swap over the weekend. My kid went with my sister and her fiance and his son to the Oriole game and stayed the night over there, and they watched Happy Gilmore, which I wasn't too happy about. And I got my sister's fiance's two daughters. Me and my wife entertained them, took them to Michael's and buy a bunch of arts and craft crap, and then we took them out to dinner and watched a movie. So it was very different having two girls in the house versus a loud, stinky, farting boy.
I was just going to ask Nash, after watching Happy Gilmore, is he doing this with everything yet?
No. He said there's a lot of cursing, Dad.
But, more than Uncle Tom at WrestleMania?
I'm sure half the jokes went over his head. But
Tom and I will be sending him a hockey stick so he can play in the house with every object on the ground.
Oh, my God. I do love that movie. So
I'm trying to think of when Logan watched it. Logan might have watched it when he was like 11.
I watched it 1 week ago on Tubi. We're back. We're back, guys. Tubi. Back with the Tubi sponsorship. Hell yeah.
It's a great movie. Great movie.
What did I fucking do? Oh, my brother has his three girls, and they have every 3 weeks, I feel like I'm at his house for birthday party all spring.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He did do a nice pulled pork, pulled chicken.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, nice. I love a little good pulled chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, dude, you should just get a fucking Instapot. It takes like 10 minutes.
Why, especially when you're having people over.
Oh, yeah.
We had a lot of the news last week, but we did miss some stuff, so we need to get to that on some of the independent companies and AEW Jazzwares. But we want to promote our, as I mentioned earlier, our promo code for Ringside Collectibles, Fig Cave, all capital letters, saves you 10% off. And they got the new Cody Ultimate, they got the KO, the Sammy up there for pre-order, they got the Defining Moments, they got a bunch of great stuff at Ringside Collectibles. I slacked on both of those. I pre-ordered both of them. I think the CM Punk Defining Moments is on back order till November, which is really great. Really great.
Man, I just did the same thing. I messed up on the Outsiders. I didn't order them right away. Now it's like November for that. I'm waiting for them to get the Nitro ring back in so that I can use our discount code to get that Bischoff. But I did order the Vault Series 2. I got Rikishi, Diesel, and Shawn Michaels. And then I ordered my Ultimate Warrior from the Vault 1 and the Outsiders. So
okay. Wow, you're doing a lot of... I hope you use the Fig Cave.
Of course. Code, every time. Bro. Every time. Yes. Every time.
Wait. Is it not on Mattel Creations, the Bischoff ring?
It is.
Yeah.
You just want that 10% off?
I want that 10% off.
Yeah, but plus, if you don't know when he's coming back, it's like you want to have it on standby.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, I'm going to open it, I think.
I wish you told me, though, because I would not have canceled my other order.
Yeah, it's all good.
Got them both in. Yeah.
It's all good.
I was able to extract that.
I'm not in a rush to get it. Sorry.
I was able to take that Eric Bischoff out of there pretty easily. And the box basically, it was kind of like perforated perfectly. And it's basically closes back up. So I'm trying to trade. I got the Nitro ring and the Attitude Era ring, which I do not need. And I don't know why I got rid of that new gen ring. I should have saved that. So I'm trying to trade one of these rings out for one of those. But
I throw some air pockets in where that ultimate was, just so none of the other shit moves around on you, dude.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to get to a local. I have a couple local guys. I think Darius has one of those rings. I think we might do a little trade ski. But yeah, shipping it would probably be a bitch.
Did your Nitro ring? I might actually keep. I might actually open. Like, if I am going to start opening figures, I think I'm going to do the Nitro ring.
Yeah, I mean they're both
cutting it right in half and making one Raw ring and one Nitro ring, like two halves. Like the guys overflowed on the shelf.
Did your Bischoff come dented like Nick's and Mitch's and a couple other people's?
Mitch Craig. I didn't notice it. No, I don't think so.
That top right corner, man. I keep seeing them. That they got that same. Even that first guy that got it signed at the Wrestling Classic, same thing.
Shove it into the box?
Yeah, it just seems like the corner, like the way. I mean, I'm assuming it's a. Someone with very small hands sliding the thing in there. That one corner smashes.
Don't be stereotyping. Yeah, I know. I was good, so that's good. Let's get into some news. I did want to mention that if you are a bargain basement shopper like I am, the Walmart app has a bunch of the superstars. Oh, sorry, the Masters of the Universe figures for like less than $5. There's seven of them on there. Macho Man, Goldberg, Stephanie McMahon, Ricky the Dragon, Roddy, Warrior, and Kane, all for like $3 or $4. So basically you can build a kid, a fig fed. Those are great figures too, because they come apart, the heads come off, the arms, the legs, and customize them and move stuff around. So I got Nash's buddy, his little brother is really into wrestling, and I got him like six of them for like $35. Yeah, it's great.
I ordered one of each, then I ordered two for Tom, and they came unpunched but extremely not mint.
Oh yeah,
so someone just rolled them into each other like yep, that's good. Let me just, that one's good.
Yeah, they came fucked, but you know,
it wasn't just the superstar or the Masters of the Universe though. Some of the superstars,
Nash and Hall, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say I have a whole list here.
And Sean.
Sean, yeah, I ordered those three actually today. And then the Kama Elite was $8. The Alexa Bliss Ultimate is like $8.
Damn.
Let's see here. China versus Trish. Tupac was on sale. The Roddy Piper, Macho Man, Kane, Goldberg, Ricky the Dragon, Steamboat, Ultimate Warrior, Master of the Universe, all $4. NWO Scott Hall was $7. NWO Hogan was $7. Shawn Michaels was $6. Kevin Nash was $6.
Yeah, I got the Hall, Nash, and HPK in my cart, and they come up to $28, Nick, for the three, which is nice. So
I think I already have doubles of every single superstar at the moment.
those belts will probably be worth something. Those tag belts, you know. So good pickups for people.
I had those once upon a time, and then I sold them. It was like I started that Superstars line like when I first decided I was going to sell everything off.
Oh,
and God. Then like came in, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to get rid of these.
That would have been a cool one to hang on to. Like for you, like it's like, all right, I'm going to get rid of everything, but this is kind of the best of all the worlds that I've collected.
Yeah, that's true.
Like just so you can kind of, you know, feed that little that need.
Yeah, now I'm just feeding it with the autographs and Elites and Ultimates and everything. I'm back in
C4.
C4.
God. You know, that was the first Slim Jim I've ever eaten in my life.
Shut up.
Come on.
I've never had a Slim Jim. Oh, I didn't even eat jerky until about 5 years ago.
How this happen?
I thought that it was the grossest thing in the world. And when I finally bit into it, I was right.
Wow. Yo, Slim Jims are pretty gross.
That skin, dude. I mean, like, I love a crunchy hot dog, but that was like ridiculous.
Oh yeah, the skin's a little bite to it.
But for sure. But that's all I had to eat that day, and I wasn't waiting in the food lines for tenders and fries. So,
yeah. Oh my God, this is awful. Speaking of tight skin, Britt Baker has a couple new figures. A couple new figures, like that. A couple new figures coming out. I'm trying to pull up how many matches she's had this year. I think she has more figures out than she's had matches this year in AEW, because she has the Owen Hart tournament invitational outfit with the Owen Hart title. It's like a pink outfit. Where is that for sale?
Good question.
That's going to be a Target. No, that's Target. I assume that's going to be a Target, because I think that's the rumor.
And then the just right before we went on the air, the Collect Forever company that does the encased figures, the one of like 1,000, announced a Britt Baker figure. That's, I guess they're owned by Upper Deck, so that they've been doing a bunch of those.
Dude, so, this is such a Jack's that's so Jack's trash bullshit move.
Oh, 100%.
Now, like the Sting one, it was like, all right, I'm kind of curious, but now that it's just like, this, they're not even trying.
No, it's just a different color box. The figure is exactly the same as the one that never sold, right?
Yeah, exactly. It is Target for the Owen Hart Invitational one.
Peter Jones talking about, all right, so it was Tom that's ever seen Goonies. I never had jerky, but I was in the CrossFit world, so I've only ever had like gourmet jerky now. And now I'm like, I'm very spoiled.
Oh,
and all these stuff, which is amazing.
Aldi's jerky is no joke.
For the price, too, is amazing.
Yeah. I can't pull up this internet wrestling database, but I don't think I haven't seen Britt Baker. Not that I watch much AEW, but I have not heard of her coming back. I don't know if she's injured or what the situation is, but she seems to be the only woman they're making figures of at the moment.
Why is that thigh gap?
Yeah, the legs look really so weird on this Owen Hart one.
But that's what all of hers look like. I'm looking at her, her blood and guts is close to that.
Her last match was September 16th, 2023.
Damn.
So quite a while. I guess she is hurt, so hopefully she's all right.
T's and P's.
Yeah. Next up on the list, AEW Ring of Honor Jazzwares Vault figures going on sale. I don't know. Do you have slides that I'm messing up here? Oh, you have them right here. Perfect, dude. April 24th, these go on sale at AEW Jazzwares Vault. The first two sold out, which was the Malachi Black Supreme, which I'm about to call bullshit on that. How do they sell 5,000 of those in like 20 minutes? I mean, it's a sought after figure, but some of these like limited edition ones aren't selling out. Like that Sting 1 of 1,000 is still up on that Collect Forever website. So price, I don't. And how many people even knew this Jazzwares Vault was a thing? You know what I mean? I don't know.
I mean, even the Sting Shop AEW took a couple hours.
Yeah,
and that's the height of the Sting craze. You know, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago.
I like the idea of these Ring of Honor ones, but they're just kind of blah, right?
It's all guys we already have.
Yeah,
like not super excited about any of these, to be honest. Maybe I'm in the minority, but
no,
I just don't need another. I just don't need another bucks.
Yeah. And then the Walmart one is coming like soon, isn't it? The Walmart exclusive ones.
Yeah, got to be coming. Yeah, that's the problem. They saturate the same people every single time.
Mm-hmm. The Walmart ones look way better. The Walmart ones are way more colorful. Yeah.
Yeah. Real quick, I just want to share something on Jazzware Vaults. Did you guys see this? Our friend Fig Vault shared this. Somebody got this from the Jazzware's Vault, an autographed. It just came randomly to them, autographed Malachi Black, House of Black exclusive.
Yeah.
And they just put like a congratulations in it. That is a cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Little tidbit. I love that. Like little extra, you know, like we appreciate you ordering. I'd be so stoked if I got that. But I would also be pissed, not pissed, but I would be like, because obviously I'm a loose collector. I would be like, oh man, I want to order another one so that I can get, I can open one. You know what I mean? Like, but I can't because it's sold out.
Can't complain. You can't.
I'm not saying I would bitch and complain about it. I would just be like, oh man, I wish I could grab another one.
Man, this free Lamborghini is a stick shift. No.
He's canceled quite a few autograph signings too.
Yeah, he's pretty kind of prickly with autographs.
It's becoming more rare. Yeah. He won't sign the NXT figure, right?
Yep. Nope. And they didn't advertise this. There was going to be random autographs. No, I like that. No. It's just a little like bonus for people, you know? So.
Is my Claudio signed?
Oh, check it out. Oh.
Dude, imagine if we find out my Malachi signed.
Oh, my God. Live on the air.
Hold on.
He would be a great guy. That would be sweet. Mike Lanham in the chat. Love a good Mike Lanham. One of my favorite Lanhams in the Patreon group.
Nah, man, I met Alex. Alex,
oh, you did?
Alex is a good dude. Yeah, Squared Circle.
He's a hairy motherfucker, right?
He is a hairy motherfucker. He's a fellow ginger.
Okay,
he's got a lot working for him.
He does.
Oh, see, he was posting a bunch of stuff for sale, but yeah, I don't know if I trust him. I just don't. Nobody vouched for him, you know.
Oh my gosh,
he does have a bunch of stuff available for sale in our Facebook group.
Did we not talk about the TNA figures, or we did? We just didn't know the price and when they went up for pre-order. Is that
we didn't know who the lineup was going to be? It was last Thursday. It was announced.
Oh, that's right.
No, we knew the lineup. We just didn't know like kind of what they were.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
Brian definitely talked about it on Major Pod.
Yeah. Yeah, Moose, Eddie Edwards, Josh Hamilton,
Josh Alexander,
and then Jordan Grace. They're available on PowerTownWrestling.com. I think on the 15th they go up for pre-order, which is already started. They haven't said how long they go up for pre-order.
It's Power Town, we'll see. 6 months.
Yeah, and they're hoping to get these out by the holidays, which I don't know if that'll happen, but that'll be cool. I'm hoping they go kind of deep into TNA with some older guys, but I'm sure they have to do a 2 or 3 sets of current. There's so many current day folks that need figures. But I do like to see guys that haven't had like Moose and Eddie Edwards. They're always
not signed. God damn it.
Not saying. Oh, man. Throw it away.
The Jordan Grace figure is a work of art.
Oh, my God. Great.
I mean, Power Town actually pretty much was like right on. I think they were spot on with like their renders and then what actually got released. Like they weren't far off at all.
No. Yeah, they were good.
So if the Jordan Grace looks like this, even if it's a few, you know, not as detailed as this, as they show, like it's still for her to get her first figure and have it be this detailed. It's pretty amazing. DJ's in the house. He's excited about Moose.
What up,
they
DJ?
Nailed all of Moose's tattoos. So I'm not going to grab any of these just because I don't watch TNA enough to know who they are. I know who they are, but like to know enough about them where I want a figure. But these look really, really good. $49.99. If you order the bundle, it's $189.99. And they do have the shop pay on the website available. So you can do pay in four and stuff.
The price point is high, but I think they have the proven track record. If this was the first figures that Powertown ever made, I think sales suck.
Yeah.
You know, but you have the, you see the Kerry Von Erichs, you see the Bruiser Brody, great figures. I think people are going to be, the hardcore TNA fans will be all over this. And I hope they continue making more. And I hope Powertown can gobble up some of these, like, MLW, some of these smaller places that don't have a deal, like, fuck, just go to Powertown and get them to make some figures, man. I mean, you got
because unclear fans. If MLW is actually gonna do a wave two, right?
Right,
yeah,
with was it Boss Fight?
Yeah, Alex Lanham in the chat, my favorite Lanham.
Oh man,
he said only one belt for this wave. Interesting, I'm pretty sure Moose comes with his belt, it's just not in the picture.
What if we did a Patreon reality show? My favorite Lanham, and we get all the Lanhams to like do physical challenges, answer questions. And we pick at the end. We're like the judges. We're like chopped judges. No, okay. I do want to read a message from our Instagram account that got sent to us. This is from Brandon Luke, who met Tom at WrestleMania. Hey Phil, Nick, and Tom. Brandon here from London, UK. I'm the guy who bumped into Tom at WrestleCon. I was listening to the pod today on the scaffold at work. I am a supervisor for a building company over here across the pond and heard Tom bring up the story of what happened out in Philly. It made me pop. Sending my love through you to you guys because I listen to you guys every week. Quite gutted that I never came to the tailgate, but being tourist over there, we had so much to do. He's from, obviously, UK. Luca was the guy with him. He's from Milan, Italy. They're world travelers. I know. They said they hit most of the targets in the area in Philly. They came across one basic. But if you guys need anything, I think we ship to international folks all the time. We'd love to help you out, Brandon. But he's actually a pretty good Instagram account. He's Bubbles and Squeaks Customs. I don't know if you guys follow him.
I don't, but I'm going to.
He does some really cool figures, Bubbles and Squeaks. But I told him thanks for the love, and that was one of my favorite moments. I wasn't even there, but I'd love to hear it. Like love to hear if someone actually likes Tom's voice. Hey,
if I didn't lose you, we wouldn't even have that. They wouldn't have even.
Well, happened. I had a 9-year-old with me. Damn, could have just shown them how to use a piss bag. Oh man, who's that?
That's gotta be La Puma.
Oh man, did we talk about those piss bags last week?
I don't think we did.
Oh my God, La Puma is on our Facebook group. He does some long nights with works overnights, and he has these plastic bags that you could piss into, and then some sort of gel would absorb the piss to avoid us having to go to the long lines at the porta potties. And man, that thing was clutch.
I drove over one.
Oh no, piss bag.
When I moved my car to turn it around.
Oh damn.
It there was one under my car. I think you put it there. Your drunk ass put it there.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Probably. I have not drank a single drop of alcohol since that night, by the way. Been a good boy.
You, man. Good
feel
for
good
you.
Too. Feel good.
Good.
Yeah. Our buddy Larry David comment. our buddy Mitch from Grapplers and Gimmicks announced. Well, didn't announce anything. He did show off this Marty Jannetty new Rockers figure. Pairs well with the Al Snow. And then the a better render of the Tony Anthony T.L. Hopper with the piece of poop in the toilet accessory. I think we've gone a little bit too far here, guys. Because if you show this picture to one of your friends that doesn't collect wrestling figures, they'd say, what's going on with your life, man? What are you doing?
Yeah, I send it to a couple of my friends that do collect action figures, and they're like, true. What the fuck is going on here? But no, neither of these are a pickup for me.
How about you, Nick?
Nah. Good.
I will say, no, Mike Lanham is right. The fans did demand the toilet, And props to Mitch for making it happen. I don't know how he got this.
Did they demand the turd?
Yeah. Well, if you're going to have a plumber, you got to have a turd hanging in there, you know?
Sure. I said to you guys earlier when we saw this, I hate to bury anybody, but man, this Tony Anthony, I don't remember this guy at all.
He's from New England, dude. You don't remember Dirty White Boy?
No, I don't. But he also looks like a Wish Kevin Sullivan.
He does look like Kevin Sullivan a little bit, yeah. So that is accurate. I do like the poop in the toilet, and it has a little dingleberry in there too. You got the long turd, and you get the little like
that's hanging the Owen Hart Easter egg. He's not a nugget.
Oh, okay, nugget. Oh, the little nugget, yeah. So that's fun. That is fun. Ultimo Dragon Sunny Ono's starting to ship, right? Or going to be shipping?
People have gotten them.
Wow.
Nice. Three different versions, guys, from Figure Collections. Shop.figurecollections.com. Use the code FIGCAVE for 10% off. Three different versions of these. And the Brian Myers opened them live on the Major Pod this week and really put them over. Really talked about how much Sonny Ono reminds him of Clarence Mason and Bob Backlund as the managers in the bone crunching line. Ultimo Dragon, he gave the chef's kiss to. So these are taking a little bit longer than anticipated. Jack's the only one doing these, so it's not like the retros where there's, you know, different factories that you can go to and things like that. So the bone crushers are taking a little bit longer, but Macho Man, Jeff Jarrett, I don't have a timeline on Glacier, but Dwayne Gill should be pre-orders for those should be coming up very shortly. So,
okay. They look great.
Jack on next week, actually.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Nice.
Does Sonny Ono have a disposable camera in his hand?
That's awesome. He absolutely does.
I love that.
It looks like is that a Fujipix? Fujifilm?
It does look like Fujifilm. It's a Fujipix. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, a friend of mine posted Headlock Collectibles. He's a local collector, and he's actually promoting a show May 4th in East Haven at Beer X, which is a place I go to some wrestling shows. But he posted a William Regal Ultimo Dragon from Nitro for the TV title. And I was mesmerized. Those two guys working together. Obviously, I always praise Regal on here, but they swapped that TV title a couple times on Nitro, and it's just fucking awesome.
I have to go back and watch it
together.
That's probably a great match. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Also, Sonny Ono is one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my life.
Is he?
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. Square Circle, and then at WrestleCon, I went up and said hi to him again. Let him know I work for Jack, and super like appreciative of everything, like super nice. So
he looks like he didn't hit when I saw him. You were talking to me. He looks like he hasn't aged in like
he's
20 years. You know, he looks the same as he did on TV.
Yep.
I also heard a story that he got mad at a promoter who was trying to trying to mess with his combo prices.
Oh, at WrestleCon?
Really? Yeah.
Oh shit! I didn't know about that.
I don't know too much where I could be wrong. Maybe I misheard it, but yeah, he was like, nah, man, don't do that.
Wow. There's been a lot of scuttlebutt on the interwebs, and
did you listen to that pod or no? Did you check?
No,
that
I haven't listened. Yeah, was it Perched on the Top Rope podcast? Perched on the
Top Rope. Yeah, okay. I spoke to that guy a couple times. Like he was bringing in some people for some different shows, and I was trying to get to these shows for autographs, and I think he had like the Iconics or the Inspiration, and I was like, wait, I know this account. I was like, I've talked to this guy before, so. He was just pissed, man. He's just, you know, that bullshit premium item shit.
Yeah, it was.
He was talking about Charles Wright, Godfather, how much he was charging at WrestleCon, because we know what kayfabe was charging him for a mail-in last week.
Yeah, $25, baby.
Yeah, I really wish you could have gotten that comment out in time.
Not to switch back off of figures, but Rhea Ripley out, I think, 3 months. AC joint injury. If you're WWE, who do you put this belt on now? What, do you just give it to Liv Morgan? Do you do a tournament, obviously, for it? Or do you not care?
You think there's anybody that hasn't been the champ yet that could use that little bit of rub, like to at least have it, even if Liv takes it from her 2 weeks later?
I'm trying to think. There's not really anybody.
But in the Triple H regime, does he want two-week champions, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But who would be, like, that doesn't have a title that could use? I mean, Natalya's had a title.
Who's the Raw Women's roster right now?
It's not good.
Dakota Kai.
Nope. Right?
She's on SmackDown.
Right.
I mean, they already have the tag belts. So
Chelsea Green.
That would be
Piper Niven or Piper Niven. And that'll start a fight between the two of them.
Johnny Gargano's wife. I can't think of her name.
Oh God.
Candice.
You don't like her?
No.
I like her.
She's awful.
I want to like her.
I've never seen her win a match ever.
She won this week.
Oh God. Terrible. Come on.
Somebody said Mandy Rose. Come on down.
Oh, give her all the money. Oh, give it to fucking Tiffany Stratton. I know Tiffany Stratton's on SmackDown too, but
oh God. Yeah, Tiffany Stratton. She should be the one.
Yes.
If it's not Liv, it should be Tiffany Stratton.
Have her 100%. Jump over to fucking Raw. Because they're going to do the draft anyway. They're doing the draft anyway in a couple weeks.
That's true. You can mix this whole thing up.
We had talked about doing a Patreon draft episode, and I like the idea of what you're coming from, Nick. Series 101 elites and forward. We're going to do a draft. Three of us, maybe a fourth spot for a mystery guest, but we do like a draft of four or five rounds, and we see who picks the best squad of figures.
Hmm. I like
right around draft. NFL drafts in a couple weeks, baby. Patriots need a quarterback. Yeah.
It didn't just end.
No. it's almost preseason, baby.
Yeah.
Love it. All right, back to the figure news. We got Johnny Gargano is shipping out from Zombie Sailor Toys, and another name we didn't talk about enough is the Zombie Sailor. We went through so much Mattel stuff last week that we really didn't get to him. His booth was awesome, a great setup. I don't know if you have the pictures there, Tommy Boy, but there's the Garganos. They look great. He had the 6-inch figures. He had Abdul the Butcher. He had the Jeff Jarrett. He had a ton of cool stuff. The Hakushi Retro looked amazing. The Henry Godwin Retro looked amazing. A lot of awesome stuff coming down in the pipeline, and his figures are taking way longer than Power Towns, but that's the only knock you can put on Zombie. Right, Nick? I mean, the figures are great. I mean,
they just take a little while, but after meeting him and speaking to him and multiple times, he just wants it to be perfect. He does not want to be he doesn't want to hear anybody like bitch about little things. Like, he wants it to be absolutely perfect when it goes out the door, and hopefully everything holds up. And I think the only complaint really is that, what was it, Danhausen's cape stained a little bit?
Oh yeah.
But
there's Tom with the bloody flare. Yeah,
here's some Mark holding the Ric Flair zombie.
You fucking Mark! I got in trouble for that, actually, from Jack. Told me I was fired.
Why?
Because holding another company's product. He was just joking.
Yeah,
but
I know. Yeah. It's a great looking figure, and
we can blur your face out.
Yeah.
You got the King Kong Bundy 6-inch figure. You got there's the Macho Man Retro back there from WrestleMania 7. Oh God, a lot of cool stuff. And he set the precedent now. The expectation is it's gonna take a while, right? So I mean, we can't bitch anymore. He's been doing this for 2-3 years or whatever it is. His figures take a long time. So
I can't wait that going for the 6-inch line.
Oh dude, it's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many.
You keep that price point, maybe 10, don't go over 60. Because if he's at 40, 45, I don't want to see you go over 60 on it, but
no. 55. I'd spend 65 on that Jeff Jarrett. I need a Jeff Jarrett. That Jeff Jarrett looks great.
Yeah. Abdul the Butcher. It was in the pictures too, and the Pillman.
It's right, the Pillman too. Shit.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not gonna you just scrolled away from a comment on there from a certain
go back.
You're really curious, you gotta watch our video, but there's a guy in there that complaining about pricing.
I just saw that. Where did it go?
Yeah.
Scroll down.
Oh, right here.
Too bad his prices are too high. Mattel needs to get on it. Oh. Wrestle_FigZZ.
Oh, he's going to call him all these. Ruined it now. I can't
fucking
see it.
Fucking losers.
Allegedly.
What? What were you going to say?
No. I can't.
No, we'll talk about it off air. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll talk about it off air. Everybody's gonna want to. If you're in the Patreon, $15 and up, I will tell you.
Yeah, yeah. After we stop recording, you can stay on.
No, he used to share like all the hot links of like when Legends like would break right away, like when you really wanted to pre-order them.
Uh huh.
But he just wanted a hookup on everything.
Like, sure, it's the same guy. He's only got like 100 followers.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's that same guy.
Okay.
As I'm just talking shit, but
there's a lot. No, there's a lot of shit. No,
he's just a person. He's a person in the community. He was super helpful to people, but like,
yeah,
he just expected like the world. Like, hey, how come nobody will sell this to me at retail? And then 6 months later, he'd be fucking selling it for like triple.
Yeah, yeah. I so it just
that bums me. That bums me out when people pull that shit. And I'm pretty sure it was that name. But
what's up, Chad Miller?
Chad Miller, what up, Chad? Clean your fucking room, man.
Yeah, dude. I want to see a picture this weekend.
He's having a fire sale though.
He is.
Fire sale full of fire prices.
Yeah. Chad, hit me up if you're selling any legends.
Get to Walmart, get some bins or get some big cardboard boxes, brother. And I want to see that.
He works at Lowe's, man. Take him from work, dude.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Get a discount on that.
Right? I think he still works at Lowe's. Yeah.
Nick, just quick. I'm watching Hornswoggle's Whatnot while we're doing this. He signed his gobbledygooker. Is signed wrong too.
Yeah, they all are.
Goobly. Is it Goobly?
Yep, Goobly.
Hector Guerrero, who wanted $70 to sign that thing, a $40 markup for a premium item. It was $20 for premium. I mean, for a guy that's never had a figure, I'm not sure what constitutes a premium item besides like maybe you made a custom Laser Shawn figure. I don't know. But $70 and he spelled fucking Goobly wrong.
The only character the only notable character or thing he's ever done, and he spelled it wrong.
Yep.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And I was like, he was like, I'm going to write my name at the top, then I'm going to write, then I'll write Gobbledygook. I was like, cool, man. That sounds good. Yeah. And I'm talking, I was like, yeah, I was there, you know, you and Taker. Dino Bravo shit in his pants. I've said it before. If you guys have never gone back and watched that, Hulk Hogan pins Dino Bravo with a small package, and he just has the biggest shit stain, which. If you've ever been to the Civic Center, he probably ate at the mall.
Oh, no. Oh, God. It's Spanish for goobly. Yeah. Gobbly is Spanish.
Is it? Goobly.
It's in big effing letters at the top of the box. What does that mean? Oh.
On the box, yeah, how can you spell it wrong? It's right there. Yeah,
true. Yeah.
That's like, I got guys at work, man, that I don't think can read because they'd be failing open book tests all the time for their license.
Oh, my God. Awful.
Open book tests. So, I guess, yeah, you can't read.
What did you guys think of the new tag team, the world tag team belts, R-Truth and Miz have? I like them.
I liked them until somebody called them the pepperoni belts. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, they kind of do look like pepperoni
belts.
But Triple H has a very, old school, like, you know, like the NXT North American title.
Yeah.
You know, he has a very old school mentality, how he wants these belts to look. I don't mind them though. They give me a little WCW vibes.
Yep.
It's a nice change from all I can ever think of is like they just look like pieces of, they look like coins on blue and red straps.
Yeah. The current ones.
Yeah.
I don't know where they got that. It
just looks like two pennies.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad stuff. That's it. No, they are. They're already on WWE Shop.
Yeah, they look fanatics. Usually it takes me a little while to like a belt right away, I ended up liking this like right away as soon as I saw it.
Because I didn't see these winged
dragons,
mythological creatures on the side. Those look cool. Yeah, they kind of blend in.
I wish it wasn't like a perfect circle there.
I do too. I don't wish.
I guess that's my only small gripe.
The actual belt itself, you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. I wish it was more ovaled. Yeah, it looks a little too round.
Some small difference, but it looks like they're about to make it into an NFL logo. Like, hey, just check out this NFL belt. You know what? Just go back. Just go back to the original design.
Did we ever get rid of formally the 24/7 title? Is it gone or is it still gone?
Yeah.
They just quietly just go away from it. Like they just never.
What was their dismissal of it?
I don't remember.
I'm curious.
Mike Lannon probably knows.
Tommy, legal.
Just got Tommy, to work, yeah. Guys. Have a great rest of the show and wash your fucking hands. Who was that? Who's that? Jamal Paul, maybe?
Puma?
La Puma. He's always working over here. I love it. All right. So I'm going to start a new collection. I want some insight from the Patreon subscribers.
Uh-oh.
CM Punk. We talked about this. CM Punk loose collection. 5 memorable figures, moments, So I've already got the ROH figure. I feel that's a good start. It's kind of like his rookie figure. I'm going to get the Pipe Bomb Defining Moments. I'm torn between the other three. I'm thinking either the debut AEW figure or that Supreme, because it's just a nasty figure. The other two, I'm just going to wait for Mattel to re-release stuff, obviously. But what do you think? I mean, the Supreme doesn't have like a set like match to it, but it's just a like a flawless figure.
It's like the return of Punk to wrestling.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Nick nailed it in our chat where he said the Macho Man.
Yeah, if they come back out that, with that.
Yeah, that's his ode to like old school wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great figure. Some
you love Bret Hart too, right? Like I think the Bret Hart one is a no-brainer too, and you know that one's coming already.
True. Yeah, so I just can't go down the. I want to keep it to like four or five. I want to go down the rabbit hole too much because I'm not getting every CM Punk figure ever made. But I think it'd be cool, and it's just an easy way to like take some of my stuff out of the package.
You're doing fig photography though, where you're gonna recreate the backstage segment, right?
Oh yeah, our buddy Chris Clary already did that. Yeah,
wait, did he?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I have to pull it up. Was that his Instagram?
I think he posted. I'll send you the video. If not, I think you should post it to our Facebook group. He sent it to a group chat, but it had a bunch of Ultimates like posed out, and then in the background, he zoomed in on it and had like CM Punk putting him in a headlock. That's pretty funny.
Oh, it's awesome.
We have to talk about that too. What the fuck was that, dude?
This is the one I was that Nick was talking about.
I have that mint, but I do need that loose. Yeah.
Fuck, that's what they put cool belts with those basics, dude.
Yeah. Oh, dude, this basics two packs were legit back in the day, man. AEW showing that footage from All In. Is it the biggest? I mean, this is like mistake after mistake by AEW. It obviously didn't do what they wanted to do. They're pulling down the video from people posting it all over the web. They did exactly what CM Punk did exactly what he said in the Ariel Helwani interview. Like,
it blows my mind that there are people out there, and I'm not, I mean, everybody sees it exactly how they want to see it. They're like, no, like to me, I'm like, no, he just looks like he did that face push, and other people are like, no, he punched him. No. That's not what happened. It's like, it's, I mean, everybody is just seeing it exactly how they want to see it. But if you put his audio, I mean, I'm seeing how I want to see it. You put his audio to the video, it's exact. Like,
yep.
I just don't know. Go ahead. I just don't know what they got out of it.
That's exactly it. And I just want to know what they saw in that video that made Tony Khan go, we have to post this. We have to show this. Like this is it. We got him. It's not that it's inconclusive, but for their argument that CM Punk was an asshole, it's inconclusive.
If you NFL challenged it, you could not overturn
right
what CM Punk said.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no conclusive evidence that would say, oh no, you're right. He punched him.
Yeah. If Jack Perry was turned around and he sucker punched him in the back of the head or something.
Yes.
Or like was like pushing a woman out of the way or like pushing tables over or doing something like extra that didn't need to be done, but he grabbed that fucking little punk by his neck and it was over. And then Tony was scared because he got yelled at for the first time in his life. But still, to put that on your show, to put like, I don't know. I'm speechless. I just don't think AEW makes like the right decision with anything lately. Like, and then the Young Bucks are trying to use that against FTR in like a match. They're
thrown off to lose a predetermined match.
Yeah, and like they have a pay-per-view this weekend. I have like, I feel like it has zero buzz. Like no one's talking about it.
I kind of forgot until you just mentioned.
Yeah, it. Yeah. I mean, there's some decent matches on it, but. Yeah,
it's completely overshadowed. Like what could be happening, like Swerve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Swerve and Samoa Joe will be a banger. Those two guys are having a pretty good little feud. Tommy Sapienza says Nikki Cross was the last 24/7 champ, and she threw it in the trash afterwards.
Oh, like the Alundra Blit. Yeah, okay, I remember now. All right.
Where has she been? Where did she go?
She dove in the trash on November 10th looking for it. And
yeah, no yeah. Sense. And the rumor is now that we're going to get a new Wyatt family because there was some sort of QR code during the New Day's entrance on Raw. And
just let it be, man.
No, I love it. I totally disagree. What do you think, Nick?
It takes a lot. It's going to take a lot for me to not feel like it's a desperate cash grab attempt.
Yeah, I don't see it like that. I think it's more of a homage, like a.
I want it to be an homage.
Yeah,
but it's. I mean, but nobody. I don't know. Does anybody have that mind like Bray to pull off a lot of that stuff?
That's. I feel like
true fucking genius. Like, and I don't even need to watch. I haven't even watched that doc yet. He just was clearly so good. A genius, man.
It's fun until it gets into the ring. And that was my feeling with it, with Bray Wyatt. And then like now without him, without Luke Harper, who is probably the best wrestler out of all of them.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Bo Dallas, Braun Strowman, Eric Rowan, and Alexa Bliss. It's not the same to me.
Yeah, you don't have any chain wrestlers in those four characters there. I mean, it's going to be all sizzle. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's going to be.
Well, on a smaller scale, it's like the Dark Order trying to go on after Harper pass, after Brody pass. Like,
yeah,
it's just I want to cheer for these. I want to root for these guys, but there's not enough like story to keep me there. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I see it.
Fuck,
both
I miss
ways.
Harper, man. I mean, I miss Bray.
Harper was great. Really, like, I see like champ run he had
with Brody. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was one of my favorite things about AEW when he went over there. That match with Cody. Yeah. Bo needs to be Bo Wyatt, says Mike Lanham. I don't remember anything about Bo Dallas. I don't remember how he wrestles. I obviously remember what he looks like, but...
You don't remember Bo Leave?
I do remember that, but I don't like I just can't picture him in a match. Like, it's been so long. I don't know if
you cosplayed as him three times, dude. I don't understand.
Bright white tights.
The bright white tights doing laughs around Baltimore celebrity guy.
Was the plan always to have him wrestle as Uncle Howdy?
I think so.
We think so.
The documentary kind of alludes to that or leads to that, but
it was never clear if he actually portrayed him in that Mountain Dew match, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I was going to say, Peter Jones brought this up. He is a former NXT champion. He had a hell of a run in NXT.
Okay.
Dallas.
Yeah, one of the first, I think. Yeah. Him and like Rollins were two of the first guys.
Just didn't, yeah.
Yeah, Mike Lanham says the same thing. He's great in NXT and FCW, just people weren't watching then.
Yeah, so we'll see. I love kind of faction, especially if they're going to do something splitting up at Judgment Day. You need some kind of like supernaturally... heelish force.
Don't break up the Judgment Day ever.
I think that's talking wrestling, not just figures.
I know, man. It's great.
You guys are getting it all on this fucking podcast.
We're jumping around for sure.
I will say, let me ask you guys this. Have you been, I mean, Nick, I know you don't have cable, but have you been watching the Instagrams more? Like, I like come home on Monday nights and I'm like ready to flip Raw on because I'm still.
Oh, no. Yeah. I used to just check them in the next morning. Now I'm like, what, trying to like check them out as it goes along.
Yeah,
like every 20 minutes, I'm like, oh, what happened on WWE? You know,
yeah.
You're getting closer to actually watching real wrestling. I want the highlights faster now. Now,
kind of to circle back what we were talking about, it's like that video of AEW showing that video just turned me completely off. Like, I'm like, I don't need to ever watch. Like, and that sucks because I think they have a great roster.
Oh, they have an amazing roster,
dude. And I like the actual wrestling. Like I've said it all a ton of times before, like. I enjoy their pay-per-views. I enjoy the wrestling, but just like Tony Khan rubs me the wrong way, the Bucks rub me the wrong way. It's like all the extra bullshit that is unnecessary. Just it's too much, and I'm just like that video kind of put me over the edge. Where I'm like I'm Team WWE. I'm your tribalism chief.
You can't just
there's
do
some it. Odds out there that don't like us that are Team AEW. So I guess we're Team WWE.
Yeah, I got blocked. We got blocked.
Not me. They don't know what my Instagram is yet. Oh, I don't even start shit in there.
I think they just got sick of me putting the clown emoji and then the poop emoji, insinuating that Tony Khan just keeps doing clown shit over and over and over again on every one of their posts. But
you're 100% right. They have an amazing roster, but at the end of the day, you can't just, I mean, the ratings, I think they had for Rampage, it was like 230,000 this last week. I mean, obviously there's NBA basketball and a lot of stuff going on. It was WrestleMania weekend, whatever, blah, blah, blah. There's no one watching. You can put on great matches, but if there's no story, it's just this great wrestler wrestling that great wrestler for 20 minutes, you know, no one cares. There's no story.
I just want a running account of how much merch Mercedes has sold to make back the $4 million, whatever million dollars it is that she's being paid. I just want to know if what money she has generated to start building back towards that.
Every promo I see her do, she sounds so fake and rehearsed and like just reading something, you know. It's always about like, oh, I was a little girl and I wrestled here. Like, come on.
She has been, I don't care what anybody says. I don't care if she's from Massachusetts, whatever. She was on Stone Cold's podcast. And when I shut off, I go, I think she's an asshole of a person. And I've not liked her since.
Wow. I never listened to that one. Chad Miller says 10 million. There's no way Sasha Banks is getting 10 million a year.
No way.
Dude, 10 million? He does not have money like that.
I think DJ and Kenny talked about it. I think they were 10 million. I think they kind of misconstrued as 10 million a year, but maybe it's 10 million over five, which I still think is way too much. But
oh my God.
Yes. It's like Otani's deal. Everything's backloaded.
Yeah.
If you told me WWE is paying her 10 million over 5 years, okay, but she's going to provide a lot more content than a show that, than like house shows. She's going to have to do, you know, a ton of like PR.
Yeah,
there's way more. She's working once a week.
Roman, I don't even think Roman gets that kind of money. Like if you looked up Roman's salary, it'd be like 1.8 million or something like that.
Yeah, he probably
like
gets merchandise a year. Stuff.
Yeah. Like yeah, and then merchandise deals. I don't think 10 million is accurate.
No. But. Yeah, we'll see. Seems like a sinking ship. I don't know. They keep adding new wrestlers.
When does Shad shut Tony down?
I don't think he ever does. I think he just gave him a bunch of money and just said, hey, this is your inheritance, basically, if you want to do a wrestling company.
After the punk thing, he did the Godfather Be a Man speech. Be a man.
I bet Shad Khan doesn't even know what the hell is going on.
Oh, someone has that much money? He knows where his money's going, dude.
Dude, someone stole 20. One of his employees with the Jaguar stole like $10 million from him.
Oh, what?
He's worth $12.2 billion. $12.2 billion.
Every cent said statement.
You think he gives a shit about $20 million? It's fucking nothing to him.
I mean, it took Otani a while to find out this dude was stealing $16 million from him.
That's outrageous. It's outrageous.
There's a million. Is there a million, and a billion? Is that how it works?
What?
How many millions are in a $1 billion?
1,000.
No.
1,000 million.
Oh yeah, you're right. That was stupid. That was a stupid.
You know what's funny is this second time someone goes, my coworker earlier is like, "Well, how many thousands are there in a million?" I was like, 1,000. Like literally this afternoon. The same exact like math thing.
Wait. 1,000. You said 1,000 thousands and a.
Oh my god. Oh man. Am I high?
My brain's starting to hurt. Okay, let's keep going.
100,000 would be 100,000. So yeah, add a zero. True.
Yeah. Any new Patreon subscribers?
Oh, baby. Let's talk about Patreon.
Harry Balsanya.
Yeah. Rachel Schaefer. Only Rachel. The second woman in our Patreon.
Rachel, welcome.
Amanda Weaver is the OG mom of the Patreon. Anthony Picard. Michael Moore. Jay Vargas.
The Dave boxer?
Clark. Anthony Thomas. All joined Patreon this week. Welcome. And Jamal Paul, I have to find this. Joshua Mark. Shit, where is the rest of it?
I'm going to switch my account to Zoe's just so I can be eligible to win stuff.
There you go.
Colby Zalaski,
Colby
Chris
Rhodes.
Matthews, and Jamal Paul all upgraded their tiers this week.
Trying to get them.
They want those figures.
Yeah, Jamal, figures. Chris, and Colby went from mid-tier to main eventer, which means they get three. Actually, they're going to get four entries because they upgraded. I told everybody I would give an extra entry to anybody who upgraded. And then whoever the other person I said, was it Anthony Picard? Oh no, yeah. Joshua Mark. He John went Luke from Picard. White meat babyface to mid card, so he's going to get an extra entry as well. Mm. So
love it, loving it.
Josh, he's been a major pod group forever, right? I feel like he's always buying and selling in there.
Picard?
It's who I think. If I think it is, no, Josh Mark. If I think it,
oh yeah, yeah, he's always been there. Yeah,
yeah,
yep. Yeah, we got a good crew, guys. Patreon.com/FigCave starts at $1 per month. Okay, $1 per month.
But do more. But do more. Figured.
Do more for the bonus episodes and stuff. You need to do more, but the basic is get you in the door. $1 per month get you to buy, sell, and trade with our awesome community of collectors. We do some live unboxings, some fig hunts, all kinds of stuff, and the giveaways, all kinds of fun stuff. We're hoping to do another giveaway. Well, we're doing another giveaway next month, but we're hoping to do, we had something a little spicy. We'll see if that's going to happen.
Michael Lanham bashing Amanda Weaver, the OG mom of Patreon.
Yeah, don't worry about what she's
and Amanda
paying,
pays. Like. I just assumed she was grandfathered in. Sir, she has been a Patreon since December 30th of 2021. She is an OG member going back to the run-in podcast. She's only a white meat baby face, but
did
whatever.
I miss the first month?
She's a great girl.
She is.
Great.
Am I an OG? I think I am.
I think you are. Unless,
maybe second month. I can't remember.
I can look you up. I can call
out. I've been signed up for a while, too. Shit.
I think you're both OGs.
Yeah.
Nick Thompson, January 2nd, 2022. But you're a mid-carder. You're a mid-carder.
What do you think? I made of money? Dude, I got kids, man.
You've given us more money than Amanda, but Amanda's been on Patreon longer.
I got kids. I got a kid, man.
So does Amanda.
I got a kid.
Seriously, though, guys, this is not a Patreon that has 16 people. We got over 500 folks in the Facebook
group. No clown
group.
Shit here.
No clown shit here. We got over 500 folks in our group.
No flips, just fists, dude.
So if you need stuff, obviously my stores might get something and you're in Sheboygan or California, you don't get the same stuff on your shelves at Walmart and Target. We try to help each other out. I don't know where Sheboygan came from, but that was just top of my head. But yeah, sign up patreon.com/figcave, $1 per month.
And we're going to do another. Are going out. This week.
Going out. Arthur, you're giving out iPhone 1 chargers. I saw that. I saw that drawer.
Oh, iPhone 1?
It's a 13, 14.
Okay. Sometimes I need that iPhone 1 charger because I have my old one that I give my kid to listen to music on. I can never find it. What was I going to say? Damn it. Lost it.
Patreon.
Yep. Patreon's going good. It's going good.
Pornhub.
Pornhub's going good too.
Tubi. The Tubi sponsorship is going strong.
Tubi. You can check us out on Tubi. All our videos are on Tubi. Next week we'll have Jack Slime. I need to get to the bottom of that last name. Is that a family name? Is like a Ghostbusters like related like pseudo name? Where did that come from? And you know, he's got a store, he's got a website, he's got a YouTube channel, he's got a figure line. He's gonna be a fun guy to talk to. I've been wanting to talk to him for quite a while. So, and I did want to touch on this. I did some sleuthing and I put it in our Facebook group, but the Target exclusive Ultimate Edition Legends, that's a mouthful. Here's the schedule. The Yokozuna should be out in the next couple weeks. That's Q2. That's Yokozuna. He's the Chase. He has a Chase figure. Undertaker went out for pre-order during WrestleMania weekend. That's going to come in Q3.
Oh, you think they're going to fix that price on us?
I hope not. It was going for 22, right? The Vader has a Chase as well. That's Q4. And then the Dusty Rhodes with the polka dots will not be until Q1 of 2025. So it sounds like we're getting 4 a year on those Legends Ultimates. So
I don't want the chases in that line. I don't want there to be chases, but I really do love that. Like just 4 a year.
Yeah. It's
perfect.
Because we're already getting 4 Monday Night Wars a year, and then we're getting 4 Mattel Coliseum collections, and then we're getting 4 tag team ringside, you know, so it adds up. So I think 4 is a good number. I wouldn't.
Do you think the Monday Night Wars will be Monday Night Wars will be better or worse than the Ruthless was?
Trying to find them?
I mean, I didn't even see some waves.
It's been the same here. Like I haven't seen any Monday Night Wars. I haven't seen any Ruthless. For the Elites, not the Ultimates. But for the Elites, It took to the rock shelf warming, the rock and roll, the rock show rock, whatever you want to call them, shelf warming for me to see them. And then I saw the Ultimates like way down the line. Like it took a while.
Yeah, it's been really, really weird the way that Walmart, at least Target, you can count it eventually seeing it at the store. Just might take a while, but.
By the way, anybody listening needs Brock and RVD Ruthless. Remember, I got those extras, so not to sling shit on here, but you know, if you're listening, if you and you reference the show, I'll give you a nice brother price on both of them.
Oh, there you go. Look at that.
You.
No, we do need a clown shit shirt. How about
password clown shit?
How about clown? How about the clown emoji and poop emoji?
Where the line through shirt? It. No clown
yeah.
shit.
Love it.
There's some clown shit in the Fig Cave. Probably,
there is a little bit. Not, of clown. We're always, you know.
We're trying not to go above 10%.
Yeah. 16% clown shit is all we need. All right. Let's weekly purchases. Hit the music. Tom.
Here we go.
That's you, Tom.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Oh, it's everybody's favorite segment of the night. It's weekly purchases. We're coming off of WrestleMania week, so the pockets are a little bit lighter, but still got a couple things. I got a grail that I didn't think I'd ever get. Who wants to start?
You want to start?
Yeah, your head's big right now. You start.
Yeah, me and Nick always go first. So me or Nick, I should say.
The bigger my head gets, the more excited I am. Let me grab it off the shelf here.
Okay, while he's gone, let's talk about... Hey.
No, I'm back. Oh, no, my Fresca knocked over. New, I saw this for sale, or I posted a picture in the Facebook group of my signed Legends collection, and a buddy, Mike French, posted that he had this Scott Hall signed JSA Legends figure, and obviously he's passed away 2022. Had to add it, so I picked it up from him for a nice brother price, and he sent me like it was weird. It got like I checked the tracking; it was like lost, forwarded, just went to some random place in Maryland, like not even near me. They must have just tossed it somewhere. But he sent me a gobbledygooker egg with it, just randomly. The egg, I don't know what to do with it. Maybe I'll fill this with stuff and send it to a Patreon subscriber. That'd be fun.
Mm.
Stickers, cards,
and then they have to take what's in it as their own, but they have to put a new piece and forward it to another Patreon member.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a good idea. A high noon.
He did send these, which I guess these came with the Gooker. They're like back.
No, dude, that's my picture. I'll sign that. Yeah, no, I was in that crowd.
Oh, that's right. You're right there.
Yeah, I'm in there. Yeah.
Eating the corn the long way.
No, farther up. Some long way corn.
I got I mentioned the Ultimate. So now in my house right now, I have three Roddy Pipers and three Bret Hart Money Night Wars. Not to make the ladies' panties get wet or anything, but
it's basically
know.
the engine revving at the stoplight.
Yeah. I think that was it for new purchases. I haven't seen anything new in the stores. My stores are bare.
If you need a Britt Baker Supreme. I got you.
Oh, damn. God. I did
post it in the Facebook group as well, but I found these tackle. My wife found this at the thrift store.
Basically like a craft organizer box. I found one for my son at Michael's first, and then she found this for $1 for me. And I just organized. I had all these heads and hands and
legs,
jackets, legs, and shirts and stuff in different little Ziploc bags. It was driving me crazy, so organized them. Threw some Fig Cave stickers on there. Loving it. Getting organized. Sold my last WrestleMania program on eBay. Got to clean this place up. I need to do my Fig tour soon. I'm hoping June.
I'm going to buy 50 programs if I go to WrestleMania next year.
Yeah, right?
I think I'm going to buy 50. I walk in there, and I'm going to post them all on eBay, and I'm going to ship them all the next day.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, dude, that was insane.
Bring mailers with you.
Yeah. That's it. Mailers and extra and cardboard flaps. That's it.
That's right.
So I've been using the High Noon like cardboard things. I've been just slicing them, wrapping it in bubble wrap, taping the cardboard onto it, put it in the bubble mailer.
Yep.
Boom. Double protected.
I'm just amazed that you shipped it that fast.
Well, I still need to ship Nick's.
And I'm wondering when I get my Monday Night War Ultimates.
Well, see, I don't want to ship them in just this box here, right?
No, yeah. No. Please don't.
I'm going to wrap each one of them individually, nice and neat. I'm going tomorrow to get a box.
No, close it up, wrap that whole box together, and then put it in a bigger box.
That's Heroes Hideout. Was that Heroes Hideout when they
taped two boxes? Oh, man, that was the best, dude. The mint guarantee from Heroes Hideout was one of the best extra $2 you could spend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's it for me.
Nikki, you want to go?
Sure. I got some mail-ins back from WrestleCon. I have a Dolph Ziggler. I paid extra money for him to do an inscription of stealing the show. I guess it does say that. It's a very blunt marker that doesn't quite say it, but yeah, whatever. But I'm glad I have a Dolph. I guess I'll get a Nick Namath next because everybody's saying Namath, not Nemeth.
How does he say it?
I don't know. I don't think I ever heard him say it.
Yeah.
And then I got the other Jeff Hardy Ultimate that I needed signed. He did not do the full artwork, but I have it on the other one. So I kind of like that it's almost two different signatures.
Yeah, that is cool. Looks not the same.
I ordered I think, did you bring it up? One of you guys brought it up in a chat with La Puma about the Funko. The big cases. The Target's eBay account that Bullseye Deals had these, so I got them for like $7 a piece after the offer they sent me.
Jeez.
So
it was the Funkos with like the Sports Illustrated or the WrestleMania program behind it.
So they look kind of cool in there.
Yeah, that's any Ultimate will fit in there, I guess. The newer one.
But that's the Gooker and the Ultimate or the Undertaker. Are wider than a normal case. So that's that. What else did I get? I swear I had other shit come in. Gargano's on his way.
Mm-hmm.
Masters of the Universe.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, I got a box of Masters that are completely destroyed.
So just, yeah.
They're just fucking folded into each other.
I'm tempted on the Superstars, man. I got them in my Walmart cart.
I swear I ordered something else. I can't find it. I got a cool Tigers hat. I'm going to Tigers Yankees in a few weeks.
Oh, what do you think of the Nash baseball hat? 9-10.
Oh, is that what they did? I didn't know what that was, but
assistant coach. Assistant to the regional coach.
I thought it was a Cavaliers hat when you first came on.
No, it's Kate. They're too cheap to actually get the teams anymore. So they just everybody has just a C with different color hats and colors.
Oh, at least you got orange for Orioles.
Yeah, we're with the Orioles, so I can just
does the shirt Orioles at least say Orioles?
No, nothing. It just says Catonsville Baseball.
Ah.
And it's orange with black writing, and then other kids are like,
can we get the Prices Right flush on that?
Jesus. I know. It's awful. The first year they did it, I don't know. It must be like $50 cheaper, but we're still paying $100. You know, every kid pays whatever it is, $120 to get in, you know, for the league. So why are we not?
I was there when my Little League switched from like the polyester uniforms that you used year after year after year after year.
Mm-hmm.
You had to buy, back at the end.
And eventually everybody started buying their own pants, but then it switched to, let's just get these guys t-shirts and they can just keep them and we don't have to chase them down at the end of the year.
Put Pizza Shoppy on the back, call it a day, you know?
Yeah. You
know? Yep.
Shetucket Plumbing for years. Shetucket Plumbing.
Yeah, this is 100% true. I wish baseball was $100 a kid.
Yeah, shit. You heard that number like what, a week or no?
Wait, Phil, is that what you think? It's $100 a kid now?
Maybe 120. Yeah, like 120 or 100.
Man,
it's
a far cry from $20 and sell a box of candy, huh?
Oh, that brings me back.
Those days, dude, are good. That's how I was hustling for that.
The worst part is Logan has a tournament this weekend, right? So like Nick probably knows this. It's at this place in North Branford, Connecticut called the Sportsplex. So you have to pay the tournament fees, which is part of our tuition for the travel baseball. Mm-hmm, but then to go watch our own kid play, you have to pay $5 to get in this fucking place.
What?
Yeah. It's such a scam.
Yo, you want to play Whirly Ball while we're there?
That's bullshit.
That's right. That's there. I forgot that's
there.
They
got laser tag, Whirly Ball. They got batting cages, arcade.
Fun. It's going to be worth it because I am going to get to see Nick this weekend. So,
oh wow, that's always worth it.
Talk a lot of shit about Phil. Yeah,
cheer on Logan. All right, I got a few things, not a ton, but some. I did cave. I saw WWE 2K24 was on sale, 15% off, and I bought it. So far, so good. The showcase where you have to go through different WrestleMania moments and stuff is actually a lot of fun. I kept saying like, I want it. I want to buy this year. I hadn't bought it in like 2 years, I think. So, it's been a lot of fun. I'm Paro Dice, PAIRODICE00 on PlayStation. If you want to add me, I don't play online very often. Usually if I am online, it's my kid playing Fortnite. So just a heads up, but add me. Why not? While me and Phil and Nash were in the Superstore at WrestleMania, I saw the NFL helmets. I think I might have talked about these before. I have one from last year's WrestleMania. There's last year's. This year's, for whatever reason, I went on Fanatics. I had $10 fan cash, and I got this year's. Nice. So I got it for like $25 instead of $35 at the Superstore.
That'd be a cool collection to do every year.
Home. Yeah, I'm just going to do the ones that I've been to, as long as they keep doing football helmets. But I don't want to get them every year.
What was the Harvard football team for WrestleMania 11?
Whalers.
They only have these two. I haven't seen them for any other WrestleManias. So I don't know if they must have just started doing them last year. So I got cases for my autograph figures from Katana Collectibles.
Nice. Shout out to
Darius for the heads up on those.
We need to get them on the pod, get some sort of discount for that website.
That might be difficult. I don't think they speak English.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think they come from, I don't know, because they do get here pretty quick. But And then Mitch Craig in the Patreon hooked me up with Piper and Brett.
Dude, so I got my own set. How many has he found?
Dude, he found these for me a couple weeks ago, and I was like, dude, get ready to go to Mania. Can you hold these until after Mania? Ooh, that actually reminds me. I have to message Michael Lukarnik or however you say his last name.
Oh, you messed it up.
Lonserich.
Supposed to buy some stuff from him after WrestleMania, too. He was nice enough to hold these for me till after Mania and shipped them out. I paid him like when we got back and shipped them out and good to go. So, and that was it for me, I think.
Did you see this coin? I just shared the link in the chat.
I think
I'm gonna grab this coin, man.
What chat? The chat on the StreamYard?
Yeah, on the StreamYard chat.
Oh, I don't see it.
Oh,
on the private. Wait. You gotta go to the private
chart. Hmm. Oh, this is pretty cool.
Oh wow, that is cool.
I think I might grab that. I mean, it's a little pricey, but. There's a more basic one for like $15.
I'm an elite ultimate. There was a website that Matt Cardona was talking about that is going to make officially licensed Macho King crowns.
Ooh, yeah.
Don't have my phone here. I think it was Bulletproof Studios, maybe
something like that.
That sounds right.
Yeah, it looked pretty legit. Let me try to pull it up here.
I was going to actually ask you if you were going to get one. Because
I mean, I don't know how much they're going to be. I don't know what, what they're made of. You know, Bulletproof Studios. Yeah, they're making like a Macho King crown. If it's like $100, I'd probably get it. If it's more than that, probably not. I mean, it's not. It's a repro, obviously. It's not like a. If it was an old school, vintage item, I would probably spend more, but.
They're out of Rhode Island.
Oh, really? Pawtucket? I think
it's the same company.
Worcester?
Worcester is not in Rhode Island.
Fall River?
No, maybe this isn't the same one. It is. It is. They're out of Rhode Island. Very cool.
Nice. Swansea?
It's also Mass.
You're just named
Massachusetts has all the fun names to say.
Oh, man.
Seekonk?
Sandwich?
Seekonk? All right, enough Massachusetts names. I think that's it for weekly purchases. What's the next sale we're gonna see from Ringside? What's it, 4th of July sale?
That'll
be some AEW.
Memorial Day?
Oh, there you go.
Their 4th of July was the big one last year. I think it was better than Black Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see a lot of these things that have been kind of hanging around.
I don't think they're ordering as much. I kind of was trying to see if John would kind of talk about that a little bit. I don't know, but he kind of, you know, we started about other stuff. But I was like, are you not ordering as much series or AEW? Because I feel like they sell out, and then I don't see restocks on it, you know, unless it was super, super popular.
Well, he probably doesn't want to get stuck with them again. He probably had so much of that.
Oh, stuff. No, I completely understand why he's not doing it. I just was like, I'm like, but I just wanted him to be like, you're right, man. You figured us out. I need validation.
Yeah. But, yeah, I have noticed that lately there has been stuff that's sold out. I think the latest AEW set had, like, a Jeff Hardy, the first Jeff Hardy AEW figure, and I think it's gone now. I don't know if that'll come back.
Guys, if you see that in Stuart Grab, too, and just if you want to sit on them money-wise, because everybody listen, man, it's Jeff Hardy figures, they're insane. They all go up in value.
Why is that?
That shit Survivor Series one from, like, it had to be, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah,
I think it's like sucks. Him, Alicia Fox, and AJ or something like it, or Don Morocco one, whatever, Morocco, it's one of those sets.
Yeah.
And it's worth like $100.
I sold that for like $40. Yeah, the Jeff Hardy's back up here now, so if you want it, you can get it.
I think I paid $14 for that fucking thing, like back in the
day. And this Jeff Hardy is just in black pants, no shirt. The tattoos look great though. Comes with a chair. Yeah, this will be one of those ones that'll skyrocket in value. Pretty surprising. AEW Unrivaled. The last set was 14 with a Tony Storm, and I feel like people talked about that months ago. That's with Swerve Strickland and Bowens and Caster. They're slowing.
Yeah,
they're
that's
slowing
the latest one.
Sure. There's just not consistency in the time in between. And I think Chinese New Year probably is going to add even more time to that to this when we get this last one. Because even the restocks on the previous one, like people aren't going to see their swerves for another month or two, right?
After he's champ, yeah. After the title this Sunday,
mid May is when that says it's going to ship. And
should have stole that one from Fred in Orlando at Major Pod.
People get their tax money back. I think in the next month or so, we'll probably do another Fig Cave flea market yard sale. Weekend, little weekend.
I think there's gonna be a lot for sale in that group. I mean, like, we were joking about earlier, but you know, you had Chad Miller posted a picture. He's like, guys, what do I do? You know, he's got he has three shelves of organized stuff and then just a ton of packages. And I think we're all guilty of it at times. So,
oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, even me, man, I'm like, if I'm moving towards like autographs, I got a lot of elites to move.
I think I told you guys I put my Sting Wolfpack Sting on eBay just because I was like, I'm not emotionally attached to this figure. Love the NWO. I don't love red on NWO. And for the price that it's selling for, I'm going to throw this on here.
What'd it get up to?
See what I can get. It's got it. It's up to $96 right now, and it's got a day and 20 hours left to go.
Oh, you're good. Yeah. That's awesome.
So
cool. Yeah. So, guys, thank you for listening. Thanks for all the kind words and comments. Thanks for all the follows. We're going to do another giveaway because we are less than like 30 followers away on Instagram from getting to 5,000. So we'll do a little giveaway on there after that. And I didn't mention this on Friday. I took a little tutorial video class to get us signed up for Whatnot. So we're all ready to go. I don't know when our first show will be. I don't know how it'll be. I like to have all three of us be able to do it. Like I do 1 month, Nick does the next month, Tom does, you know, we all go and sell stuff on there. So I don't know if you have to change your address every time of where you're at or what, but we'll figure all that stuff out and be a good way. My Damn Toys and Kyle Peterson just jumped on there and they really used it to kind of like interact with people and do some kind of live Q&A too. So it was cool. So it'd be fun.
I'm not selling any AEW.
No,
nobody in the world is interested in buying AEW.
No, no.
And I'm not picking on it.
No, I mean, it's just everywhere.
I've seen people with decent followings try to sell chases recently and they're going for $35, $40. There's no market for it. And add that into how many people, like, you'll see in other groups, like, groups that I'm just part of that I don't even participate in, really. They're like, oh, I think I'll get my AEW collection. Anybody wants to buy it as a lot, it's like, they'll get a like after 4 days, and that's it. Nothing else. No. Like,
yeah.
Nobody. Bad. Everybody's just kind of on hold to see what they do.
If anything. Anything happened tonight on Dynamite, I haven't heard anything, so. We will see. Looks like Britt Baker might be back.
Oh, just in time. After we called that.
About her.
We called
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're awesome.
Love that. I do love her. All right. You guys can follow us on Instagram, The Fig Cave. We're on X sometime. I'm starting to drift away from X because I feel like it's a dying brand, but it's Cave Fig on there.
I literally just go there to repost us and the Major Pod to try to win their giveaway every week. That's, that's the extent to me on X.
Yep. And join the Facebook group. Seriously, $1 per month. You'll get that value within the first 25 minutes of being in there, between the giveaways and people finding stuff and just the general debauchery, the general boys being boys in there. You know, it's fun, you know. I look forward to it every day.
Just make sure you're following us on Instagram so we can hit that 5K and give something cool away.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and AEW mainline stuff.
I got the Nia Jax and the...
Nyla Rose.
What did I say?
Hangman.
Nyla Rose and the country western Hangman.
Walmart Eddie Kingston. Walmart Jericho.
Purple Jericho.
Those Supreme are probably Brit. Discounted at my Walmarts.
All right, boys. I got to pee.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Thanks for watching. Appreciate it.
Watch yourself in general.
Oh.
All right. Well, see ya.
Wash your ass.